The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, it's an epic weekend of sport, and Shane Hannan with Off the Ball is joining me. They'll be covering it all. Let's start with the football semi-finals. Tyrone versus Kerry, Croker tomorrow, 5 o'clock. The question is, which Kerry will turn up? The brilliant Kerry against Armagh, or the average Kerry in, you know, against Meath and elsewhere?
This is the thing, and if Kerry reach that 9 out of 10 level that they did in that quarter against Armagh, they will be almost impossible to beat. Clifford was brilliant. Sean O'Shea was just magnificent for them. And Paulie Clifford is named on the bench tomorrow. Micheál Burns is brought into the starting team. But they have that strength and depth, Kerry. They love playing in Croke Park. It's going to be a hot day, obviously, this weekend in Croker as well.
How good are Tyrone?
I predicted Tyrone to win the All-Ireland at the start of the year.
Did you?
And I didn't think they'd win Ulster. I said they won't win Ulster, but they'll win the All-Ireland. Maybe it's the Malachy O'Rourke factor. Obviously a brilliant coach. He doesn't take time to bed in, so it's his first year and he doesn't really care. He just brings success wherever he goes. This Tyrone team are going to be very difficult to beat. And it's obviously a classic encounter of the noughties where these two teams meet. I'm not going to sit in the fence with them, but I find them very, very difficult to call, especially this game. I think the Kerry team will show up that we saw in that quarter against Armagh.
I fancy Kerry to win it, to be honest with you. And put it like this, I hear the story about Meath, but I mean, they've surprised people and been underestimated. I don't think Jim McGuinness will make that mistake.
But then you wouldn't say Porrick Joyce would make that mistake, or Desi Farrell, or Jack O'Connor, and they all made that mistake. So, look, Meath cannot be ruled out of this. They're probably ahead of the curve. They have a young team, albeit there's a few players, Brian Menton, Seamus Lavin, Donal Keoghan, for whom this is probably the last ever attempt to get to an All-Ireland final. So they'll be very, very desperate to get there. They lost their backroom team on the eve of the championship as well. Joe McMahon and Martin Corey left. I would not rule Meath out of this one. Donegal, if they play like they did in the first half against Monaghan in the quarterfinal, you know, they were 7 points down at half time. Meath will take a lot of learnings from that. This is going to be a tight match.
I'm strongly going for Kerry and Donegal, and Off the Ball can talk it out, but at the end of the day, there'll be a winner and a loser. Now, Wimbledon has been epic this week. Sabalenka, fifth. I saw the last set yesterday. It was very good. That youngster, Amanda, 23-year-old. But today we have Novak against Sinner. It's pretty tasty.
It's going to be brilliant. And the men's singles semi-finals have worked out nicely. Yeah, that's the second semi-final on centre court. Yannick Sinner, the first seed, against Djokovic. And then before that, you'll have Taylor Fritz, the American, against Carlos Alcaraz.
I expect Alcaraz, he's improving every day, to win it outright.
He just looks unbelievable and imperious on grass. He's a bit like Nadal on the clay. He's very, very difficult to beat at Wimbledon. This Sinner-Alcaraz rivalry is going to go on for years, Ivan. It really is. And there's a few guys in the chasing pack, they're just not at that level whatsoever. And on the women's side of things, as you said, Sabalenka is a tough player to like for a lot of people.
Yeah.
She does the grunting, a bit like Maria Sharapova.
Well, she does her screaming.
She does. Yeah. And people have described it as almost, I think it reached the decibel level of a chainsaw at one point.
Yeah.
In one of the games, 101 decibels.
It's primal.
Potentially.
Yeah.
It's mental. And look, people can say it's cheating, it's to put off an opponent.
Yeah.
So Sabalenka, it was a surprise result. Anisimova, you know, in three sets to beat her yesterday.
I think Swiatek is going to take a bit of beating.
She's going to take a bit of beating. And look, to do it 6-2, 6-love against Bencic in the semi-final was quite impressive.
Okay, who is Ben Healy?
Ben Healy is, this is not a surprise, Ivan, for anyone who's followed Irish cycling, that he would win a stage in the Tour de France.
Is he not English?
He's not English. He declared himself.
We're worse than the Brits for claiming these ones.
Well, look, we had a lot of footballers over the years.
He doesn't live in Ireland, does he?
No, but like obviously he has to travel somewhere with decent bit of weather for the cycling, Ivan, you'd imagine. But his parents from Cork and Waterford. He declared himself Irish in his teenage years, in fairness to the lad. He's already won a Tour of the Giro d'Italia. He's now won a Tour of the Tour de France, a stage of the Tour de France. Could he go on and win a stage of the Vuelta a España as well and complete the clean sweep of the Grand Tours? He is incredible. And the fact that it was the style in which he did it yesterday, Evan, with 44 kilometres left, ages left in the race. He pushed on, solo, himself, in the heat as well in Normandy yesterday afternoon.
No, and in 24, he is a prospect going forward.
And Eddie Dunbar finished fourth as well, from our perspective.
Yeah. All right. Now, that leaves us with Katie Taylor. I'm just not into Katie Taylor. But it's on at 3:30 a.m. It's on Netflix, is it?
Live on Netflix. So, yeah.
She's given out about the other one. Is it Serrano?
Quinjan.
Yeah.
Essentially. Look, this is the third time they've fought.
She's getting another 6 million. Give me a break.
Yeah. So. And some reports have said up to 9 million. I think probably 6 million is more accurate as to what Katie Taylor is going to be getting out of this fight. But it's some money bags for both of them. Taylor has won both fights. Serrano, you know, really hurt Katie Taylor in that first fight at Madison Square Garden, and this is at MSG again tonight in New York. It's going to be a strange time, certainly.
Was it tonight or Saturday night?
It's tonight, so Friday night into Saturday morning.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah. So to look, it's whether you want to stay up late tonight or get up early tomorrow morning.
But you're fancying her to do the three out of three.
Well, Serrano was the bookie's favourite for this one, marginally. That's probably because of age. Serrano's 36, Taylor's 39. But I certainly wouldn't be ruling out Katie getting the job done in this. Maybe the actual duel and the rivalry needs a Serrano win, 2-1 rather than a 3-0. If you look back on the careers and say, well, Katie won all three fights, it's not much of a battle. But look, it's going to be 10 2-minute rounds. It's going to be all helter-skelter as it has been in the previous two fights. And really looking forward to this one tonight, Ivan.
All right, so much to look forward to on Off the Ball over the weekend. Shane Hannan, thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.